So, with Nick episode 61, animation podcast, we talk about anime, cartoons, and everything in between. I didn't do my vocal warm-ups, which I probably should have, but that's besides the point. I'm your host, So.
And I'm Nick.
Yes, this is animation podcast, so you guys know we're always about how we started. What are you watching, Nick, as far as animation?
Well, One Piece, getting caught up on that still.
That is a pretty baller show.
I'm in the 700s now, so I'm getting close to being caught up with the dub.
Did you see the movie Red?
I have not.
Okay, I've heard it's good.
It's technically spoilers for me.
Yes, because if you're not caught up.
Yep.
I was like, everyone makes the joke that their next one's going to be, I don't know if it's true or not, but like One Piece Blue. And it'd be about Bugsy.
I mean, they've made Gold. And
yeah, so I was like, we're just doing colors. Gold was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah. I watched the Pinocchio movie that came out recently.
What are your thoughts on it as far as, like, no spoilers? I like it.
They adapt it pretty good. There is some extra elements because Guillermo del Toro is known for adding some extra higher type of thing in it. It's not, like, the biggest part of the movie, that element, but it's still a good adaptation.
That's cool.
I enjoyed it.
Probably the best Pinocchio movie we got this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the other. The weird thing
is not a high bar, but yeah.
The thing is they have similar endings.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I also watched Wendell and Wild because it also came out around Christmas.
That's true.
I watched.
Go on.
It's a lot of stuff that's. Jeez, I've just been in holiday mode, honestly. Cuphead. I watched a couple of episodes of Sonic Prime with my sibling the other day.
How do you like it so far? I haven't seen it.
I've only seen a few episodes.
Okay. Well, so far, your thoughts?
It's okay.
Okay, that's fair.
It's not like everybody's stupid in this one. It's not just like
more so than characters. Like in Sonic X,
and more so than Sonic Boom. Like how
that was pure comedy.
Yeah. But this one, everybody's the same level of stupid, so it's kind of like, oh, why'd you do that? I like the characterization of Boom.
No twigs though. Huh?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Inside Job's good still. I mean, I think this season so far has been actually better.
I don't think I've seen Inside Job.
Oh,
that's that weird conspiracy. I only saw like, I think it was season two. That was part of a news.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen the first something. First part. Yeah. So I didn't even finish the first part.
Yeah.
Forgot that was a show.
I'm no longer watching, what's that show? Fuck. It's the puberty one on Netflix. I'm not watching that anymore.
Good for you. Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah.
Big mouth. There's a spinoff of it too. Do you know about that?
The spinoff was better until they got to the weird, stupid humor.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird shit in those shows, but they kept making them. So I was like, all right. I'm on Netflix, though, as I see.
Reading?
I didn't even ask him what you're reading, because usually Nick does it too much.
I mean, it's usually mangas.
Yeah, I know, but like, so what are you reading then?
It's mostly getting back into other stuff that I've already been into, like Chainsaw Man and things like that.
People do like Chainsaw Man, but no one cares about Bloody Chainsaw Girl or Fire Punch.
That's because that's you.
Well, people like Fire Punch. But, and then people do like, but there's a live action movie of it,
yeah.
Which you should watch.
Did Cyberpunk already come out before we went, before we
Yeah, you talked about it. You said you loved it and I didn't watch it. I'm not going to watch it and no spoilers. So yeah, we already talked about Cyberpunk.
Why don't you not want spoilers, but you don't want to watch it?
Because maybe someday I will, but for now, no.
I mean, do you like trigger shows?
It's a 50-50 with trigger.
It's an actually good story.
Yes, I've heard, but I'm not like really into Cyberpunk. The genre and not. I know you are, but it's just, I don't know. There's other shows, like the Tekken show. I was probably, and I know there's a crowd out there for the new Tekken anime that came out. We talked about it last podcast,
mm-hmm.
but I don't expect you to watch it, because like, unless you're like a diehard Tekken fan. There's a couple other stuff on Netflix. Are you done with your list and what you're reading?
On Netflix, yeah.
And just like an animation in general.
Was there anything new on HBO that I would have watched yet? I don't believe so. I think everything's currently like in production. So yeah,
I guess I can go.
That's it.
Well, my turn now. As far as what I've been watching. And then we'll get to the news. We'll see if this becomes a short podcast.
I think this was the first time I didn't watch the Frank and Bass Christmas movies. during Christmas.
That's interesting. I usually watch those every year.
Did you this year?
Yeah, I did. It was just like tradition. What I also been watching, non-related to the holidays, is I finally finished the CGI He-Man season 3. It took me a while. And season is on Netflix. And the Samurai Rabbit, I've seen the season 1. I'm on season 2 right now. I haven't finished it. The big one, which we can talk about, and there's probably going to be some spoilers for listeners if you haven't seen it, is Primal. I finally finished off Primal. Very much seems like he's not going to make another season because he's doing another project, and that kind of was like a ending.
That was a ending.
Yes. I don't know if it was a satisfying ending, but it was a ending.
How did you feel about that ending?
Okay, so spoilers. I know Spear wasn't going to win that battle, but I didn't expect him to die. Nor did I expect him, again, this is spoilers, to have a child with Mira that way. So I was like...
Yeah, getting laid on his deathbed is
kind of weird. On his deathbed, yes. I was like, well, that's one way to go out.
I was like, the fuck?
I guess if they really wanted to, I don't think Gendy's interested in it anymore, because he's doing some other project. But if they really wanted to, they could like follow his
daughter. I mean, she has a name and everything. I remember reading up about that whenever...
his daughter?
Yeah.
It's like they could follow her, like do her story.
With the two dinosaurs that she has.
Yep. And the mother's still alive. Her
siblings. Yep. Yeah.
I was like, would it be as interesting? I don't think so. I was like, I didn't want to see more of Spear, but that's just me. I even like the when we get that
glimpse. Honestly, I want to be more focused on the other stuff we had in that season, whenever they had like Darwin and stuff. Other moments
of they don't really reference that, yeah, because there's like
they just showed it one episode,
right? And then, there's some weird shit out there, and we just get a glimpse of it.
Yeah, I want more of that stuff. I think that'd be pretty interesting.
That would be kind of cool, even if I'd be down for that. Like
if we get more episodes with her that we know, that way we know she's okay or whatever, that'd be cool. But I would also just want more hyper violence from like a crazed criminal or something like that.
We are deprived. We do like stuff like that. But yeah, it was pretty good, you know. So I finished that. What else have I been watching? Oh, what I watched, what everyone should be watching instead of Chainsaw Man, is Tomorrow Joe, the movie, on Amazon Prime.
That's a show.
No, you say it's a movie.
Yeah, why? Just watch both.
A movie is like a 3-hour movie.
So you don't have to watch one or the other. Just watch both.
Well, you should watch that instead of Chainsaw Man. But that's just my opinion. Because not everyone knows about it. Yeah, because it's fucking. I was floored at the end because I forgot how it ends. And it went on forever.
So Tomorrow Joe?
Tomorrow Joe. It's a boxing anime. Have you not ever seen it? It's really old. It's like a 70...
Oh!
Yeah.
I mean, Megaloboxing is a... kind of an adaptation.
Well, everyone like that and Hachio Ippo Fighting Spirit. But I think the Hachio Ippo Fighting Spirit and the Tomorrow Joe are the same creator. But I think they're superior to Megalobox. And that's just my opinion. But everyone.
I like Megalobox.
It is okay.
Second season is sad though.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what Tomorrow Joe is, and they're just one of those shows. But I was like, it's okay, Megalobox. It's a little more futuristic, but maybe that's why Nick likes it.
I liked the characterization and stuff.
It was just alright. I like characters better than Tomorrow Joe.
I mean,
and Hachio Ippo Fighting Spirit.
Did you watch all of Megaloboxing though?
No, I only saw like the first. I was like I can go back and I know.
Yeah, I mean it is still the same as all those other boxing stories.
No, you're not wrong. Yeah, I was like that's why I put like a Hachio. I can't say it. Fighting Spirit, which is called.
Yeah,
but it was like Ippo. But the characters, Ippo. I was like Ippo's definitely a different character from Tomorrow Joe.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I was like I kind of feel like if they would ever, which I swear to God I thought they did a crossover, but they never have. If they were ever to do a fight, that Ippo probably would win.
Because he just keeps getting up again?
Yeah, he's just like, because he's been like in crazy fights.
The thing is if I remember where they last left off in the manga, he isn't boxing anymore because if he gets into another fight, he'll die. Like, if he gets into another serious fight, he'd probably die.
From my understanding...
Unless they've gone back on that now.
I think they've gone back on that. From my understanding, it was his trainer that died. I don't know, I'm sorry, spoilers. The old man, and that was kind of like, took the spirit of him. But it's also, I don't know. They keep going back on it, like, is he going to fight or is he not going to fight? But it's like, how far do you drive?
Because they also had the thing with his rival from the
very beginning,
where he's like, hey, we're not even in the same we're not even the same weight category
anymore. So it's like, so like, they always, it's just like, how, it's a great series and great manga if you read it, but like, how far can you keep stretching this out?
Yeah.
So it was like, but yeah, as you know, I think that's it as far as I've been watching. I'm just making sure.
This is
related to anime somewhat. It's related more to toys, but I always include toys and comic books and animation. Have you seen, it's on Prime too, A Toy Store Near You?
Toy Story Near You?
A Toy Store Near You.
No.
Check that out. It's from the people that made it, from the toys that made this.
Oh, okay.
There's a Prime show, and like, they go to like retro toy stores. Like, they've been to Incredible Toys, the one in Houston, in the Heights.
That's cool.
And like, they interviewed people and they give them showcase. They did it right before pandemic. They talk about it, but it's like, has 5 seasons. And
Jesus.
The episodes are really short.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I think each season has like only 5 episodes. It's renewed for season 6 and 7 already, but it's kind of cool because they go like, they went to one show in one store in Japan. They only usually mostly in the States, but it's definitely, check it out if you're interested in this retro toys stuff, collecting stuff like that. But
did I watch about, All the Nomad?
But, I did. But yeah, I guess it's, oh, and I mean, what I'm reading.
You did make remind me. I did watch Nomad. The second season of Mega Low Boxing.
Oh, okay. Break.
Yeah, that's why it's fresh in my head.
Must be the time.
Yeah, I mean,
I recently went back and rewatched all of Fighting the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But
I really like that first opening, and then it just
disappeared. I like some of the other openings.
And then that first one's my favorite, though.
Yeah, I guess you're partial. They're all pretty good, but yeah, Fighting the Star is pretty a good opening.
Yep.
But what else I got? So I haven't read too much, but one thing I got this for Christmas. My mother got it for me. This came out a while back, but I never could get it in a graphic novel form. And I finally, you probably know what it is, but just from the cover of the back. But now you can finally get it. It's a manga collection of Afro Samurai.
Okay.
I'm a big Afro Samurai.
Yeah, I thought that was Afro.
So I was like, I never was able to get this as a kid. And they only released 2 volumes, and they're re-releasing it. And it's just, I just love Afro, you know.
Is it additional stories, or is it just the same story
recently? So, it feels like additional stories, but I can't say for sure, because it's been a while since I've watched Afro Samurai.
Samurai? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a little bit of both, I could say. Yeah, the video game, have you played Afro Samurai, the video game?
No.
Okay, the video game's like that, too. It's like the main story, but then we're throwing these
flush some stuff out.
Yeah, so it's like, the manga's very much like this, too. But it's by the original creator. He's talking about it. If you watch the Afro Samurai anime, it's behind the scenes. Like, oh, what he wants. He obviously wants to do a 3rd season, but
yeah,
I don't fucking know what's happening. I mean,
honestly, I don't know what you could do with that. Is that little kid gonna show up and kill him?
Well, did you see?
I mean, that would be how that show would end.
Yeah, no shit. Did you watch Afro Samurai season 2?
Yes.
Okay, so you see, like, yeah, the kid thing, but there's also rumored that Gunslinger, might be coming back. So like, he didn't kill him, so I was like, that'd just be another big bet. But yeah, that'd be like, the cycle continues. So I was like, we just never got like a final. Why hint at that, and then like not doing it? That's what frustrates me, because they never got.
I mean, it's because he wanted to get a 3rd season. He just has to convince people to let him do it.
Like, even in the manga, there's a conclusion. We didn't ever really got it, because you know, it's a little different. Like, they even show at the end how the art style kind of changed, because as you grow older, your art style changes.
Mm-hmm.
But he's just talking about, like, in an interview, like, oh, how there's reasons for why even there's a green tint to Afro Samurai's. Because I think in the original colored version, which is very hard to buy unless you're in Japan, he has, like, a straight green Afro. And it is kind of weird. And his brain is a reason behind it. But, yeah, I just want to have a good solid conclusion. I
mean, is that just because, like, that's supposed to be, like, the tint of his hair instead of it being red, like most people have for their black hair? It's a green instead.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe, but they never really, but maybe. They see,
kind of like how if you got, like, black Converse over time, they turn into, like, a weird green.
Yeah, I could see it. He never said what the reason is for, but he said there is a reason why it's like that.
I'd imagine it's something
like that. Yeah, so it's like, so they're like, oh, that'd be kind of cool, and just knowing, he says he has other ideas for Afro. We just never got that animated. So I'm still holding up. Maybe someday we'll get season 3, you know.
I mean, that'd be pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, we got Bleach back.
Yeah, it did take a while. And Samurai Jack.
Have you been watching Bleach?
No, I've heard about it. But I've read the manga. I know about, like, the weird vampire shit. I've heard it's, like, super R-rated.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, we've been watching it consistently.
What are you guys watching? Just, like,
I think we were watching on a Hulu.
Okay, it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Because if it was undersized, I'd be okay. I just like, where do you watch this shit?
You have to watch it on Hulu because Disney bought it.
Yes, because I was like, this shit on Hulu. I'm like, fuck, I don't have Hulu. I have Crunchyroll, which I have all Funimation stuff, but I don't have Hulu. I have Prime.
Yeah.
And Crunchyroll. I don't. I didn't have VR. Ver kind of died, I guess.
Yeah.
Which I think is owned by Crunchyroll. Amazon. Oh, is it? I didn't know. I thought Amazon owned it. But I just heard about it. I haven't really watched. But I kind of like know what's going to happen because I've read the
It's manga. Like movie quality budget, though, for really? Every episode.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. If you watch anime enough, you know what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so tough. Fucking fluid.
I mean, they have the budget. Bleach is one of those animes.
It's just all the budget. Every episode. We're like, it's already over. It felt like 10 minutes. It was a full 20.
That's cool. I remember Burn the Witch I liked a lot. But that was kind of like its own thing. But it's by the same creator.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he's ever going to do anything else with that, though. Excuse me. But is that it for like as far as watching and reading?
Yeah.
I think so. So, yeah. We're not... it's probably a short batch. We only got 16 minutes then. So, news. But we do have a lot of news. Like I said, this is always a round table, so you can always bring anything if I leave anything out.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I got stuff written down, I still got stuff on my phone. Like the first thing I can talk about is they're making another Shin-Chan movie. Hopefully it's good. It's going to be 3D. I was like, I like Shin-Chan. We don't ever get those movies, but we got like the one Star Wars special.
I didn't know there was a Star Wars
special. Yeah, it's part of my, we ever do the Star Wars animated, it's part of my notes. Cause it's like it's Shin-Chan animated kind of stuff, but they do a movie, but this is the first time this one's gonna be CG animated, which the trailer looked made good, so I was like, but we probably will never get it. We never got that CGI Draimon movie.
Yeah.
It's a lot is animation news, but it's also weird. Like Batwheels is getting the season 2. Do you know about Batwheels?
I do. It's weird. It's just all the vehicles that they use. So it's like Robin's bike.
Yep.
Batman's car, Batgirl's car, mm-hmm. or not car, I think
motorcycle.
Motorcycle. The fucking Batplane.
Yep.
All that.
Surprisingly, he's getting the season 2.
Not really surprising.
It was like, I guess dumb little babies like it. It's definitely a pre-K show. I've seen episodes.
Yeah.
This is more exciting for me. Wildcats is back in comics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like me some Wildcats. It's yes, DC team. I was like, and I did not buy issue 1, but I had to talk about it because I love Wildcats. But we also got... Oh, I forgot to say, I went to Abilene Comic Con right before the holidays. It was pretty cool. It was a small convention. Kind of popped up where I'm going to school if you put 2 and 2 together.
Yeah.
But I just wrote that down. It's not too much to talk about. It was just a small convention I went to. I didn't even get my panel approved because it was so small. They had the Red Ranger, the original guy. He was there. The guy that voices Zed. Not Zed. Who's the
The Blue Sphinx guy?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
Power Rangers, that guy. He was there. The voice actor.
Yeah, that voice.
No, that's Goldar.
Okay. I always thought you were talking about Goldar.
No, who's the good guy? You remember he's always the like floating white face?
Oh, Zordon.
Zordon. They had the guy that voices Zordon. And they just used his face because he looks just like the guy. Power Rangers, yeah. So he was there.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah, so he was there. A couple other voice actors got to meet him. Pretty cool. That was right before Jason David Frank, the original Green Ranger / White Ranger /
passed away.
Yep. So I was like, that was sad news. But yeah, so I just want to mention that. I can't say too much about Abilene Comic Con. We have some cancellations. Obviously, we know HBO Max is still wiping a lot of shit off there. Streaming service, which we'll get to. Yeah, I know. Nick's side has said. But apparently American Dad is coming to an end. Did you hear about that?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? So I was like...
I mean, it's gone. It is...
It's been going for a while.
Yes, it's been... I mean, it's not going out, but it was...
It literally went from Fox to TBS.
Yeah.
Which are... they're owned by
the same. And it did a lot better than any of the other spinoffs.
Better than the Cleveland Show.
Yeah.
It's like I know it's not Damn saying sure. much. Yeah, no, it's not saying much.
No, I liked... I honestly, Family Guy, American Dad, Cleveland Show, it's American Dad's number one, in my opinion.
It's a pretty good show. No, that's fair. I watch all three a lot. But yeah, American Dad's just really goofy and funny.
Yeah.
They got some good jokes. But yeah,
and so, there is some slight progression with the entire series.
Is there? Weird. I don't know if there is or not, but it was like, I don't know.
Only like a little bit. Yeah. But
they reference have it. They reference stuff that happened in previous episodes. So yeah, that's what you're talking about, like the whole Jeff storyline.
Yeah,
like with Roger. Like, yeah, so I was like,
it's like, oh yeah, Jeff is a
an alien. Yeah, technically.
It's like,
yeah,
this is only his brain in that body.
Yeah,
for me to I'll birth him out though for you to.
That was a episode. Yes. So they do reference stuff. The whole fact that Haley has dated Bullock and that weird talking koala. So, yep. So like, they are, that's what you're talking about. Another, I mean, I didn't really like this show I'm talking about now. I didn't really get into it, but did you ever watch Legend of Meow Meow?
I knew about it.
Well, so you never actually watched it, just knew about it.
I think I've seen part of an episode. It's a black cat that goes, yep, on adventures.
It's getting canceled.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, that's technically news.
I think my friend Ricky said he liked it, and he's upset that they had canceled it.
It was kind of an annoying show to me, but Rick is a okay guy, despite his horrible taste. Come on the podcast, defend yourself, Ricky.
He's not going to listen to this.
I know he's not. That's why I'm saying this. I was like, but Ricky's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't say shit. I was like, all right, so I'm scrolling through my phone to see what other news I might have missed. Because they always drop shit, and I'm like, did we not talk about that? And it bugs the fuck out of me. So, why I'm doing that, trying to fill
time. Should we talk more about the stuff I watched and why I liked it?
Do you really want to?
We talked about it beforehand, but they hired a very, like a caricature artist.
For what show?
For Wendell and Wilde.
Oh, okay. I guess you can.
I didn't like... Like, the story-wise, it was kind of meh, but the quality of the animation was good, the quality of the character designs were good. Yeah. Like, whenever they had the characters in hell, they had, even though it's a 3D puppet, they had two-dimensional faces. And then once they went to the real world, that's when they shifted to look like Key and Peele.
Yes, so I've heard.
I mean, it looked really good.
Other news, that's true. I've heard the story is weird and some of the plot points don't make sense. But yeah, that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Which is also tragic. Well, and then again, it's another show which I heard people like that just got brought back and then canceled. Tuca and Birdie got back for season 2 and it's already canceled.
I'm not surprised. I mean, it's not like I watch Adult Swim on Adult Swim. I usually have to wait for it to be on HBO now.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just a thing with us, like, new millennials, or, like, people watch... Because I'm the same way. I'm really upset. I can't fucking watch Rick and Morty right now.
Yeah, that always pissed me off. I can't watch it on any of the fucking
That's
services.
The only show they did. They did it with Bird Grill where you could watch it. They did it with Smiling Friends. But for some reason, fucking Rick and Morty is like, oh, we're just gonna wait. I was like, motherfuckers, and this guy didn't tell us on... Where's your mommy calling?
It is my mother.
His mommy. Mommy Milkers. You know, it's been 15 years since the B movie has come out.
Did you? My mother was calling me, and did you just say Mommy Milkers?
What do you think? I think some mama's boy, for those who don't know.
You're the one who was talking about your mama buying you something for Christmas.
You told me your mom gave you cash for Christmas.
Give me $50. It's my birthday and Christmas come around the same time.
I forget. Yeah, that must be fun.
It's not.
It's also been 10 years Wreck-It Ralph was released in theaters. Yes, B-movie, Tuku and Birdie. Apparently Berserk's on Blu-ray now. Did you know that?
Or what is?
Berserk.
Yes, I knew that.
I didn't know that. And Bella, is that right? That new Trigger, or that Trigger movie, did release. You can buy the soundtrack on vinyl. I did not know that, so.
I still haven't finished that movie. It's just Beauty and the Beast, isn't it?
I haven't seen it. Is that really what it is?
I think so. Huh. Bella?
Yeah. It makes sense. A lot of people say they like it, but I didn't know what it was about. It just looked like nice. I didn't know what it was actually about. What else were you got? Other anniversaries. Some of them are more notable than others. Oh yeah, this is supposed to be coming out in 2023. Clone High is gonna continue,
right?
And it comes out on HBO Max.
Phil Lord and
yep,
is the other guy,
Chris Miller.
Yeah. Yep.
They're going to be back doing Clone High. So that's cool. Hopefully they do it well and it's a good show.
I mean, have they really fucked up on anything they've worked on?
Well, what are your thoughts on the Lego movie?
I like the Lego movie.
And you like Deadpool.
Deadpool's
good. And you like the Sonic movie.
Yeah.
Okay. The live action Sonic movies?
I was okay with that, yeah.
Okay, so they haven't fucked up on anything that we know of. Some people don't like the Lego movies. I only saw the first one. And I take it back. I saw that one in Lego back. I don't think they're bad, but I just watched Technically's Rebel Taxi's like video about all the Lego stuff. Right. He didn't even include like all those other like obscure ones. Yeah, yeah, I
know, because some of those aren't like by them.
Yeah, I know.
It's the studio that they just had.
So it's like
who worked with Cartoon Network.
But he was pulling the I guess
the one Batman where he's the most narcissistic he could possibly be.
I guess that's kind of a joke, but yeah. But I was like, apparently some of them didn't do as well as they hoped, so they're just not going to make another one. Which I was like, all right.
No more Lego movies?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's after the Ninjago one failed.
Yeah, it didn't do as well. People say it's good, but it didn't do as well. And then a lot of people really liked that the Ninjago TV series, which I had like, I think, 5 seasons.
Yeah,
but and it was just like, forget about that.
But
yeah,
it didn't mean anything.
Yep.
Butts and seats wise.
Yep. So it was like,
yeah,
that's interesting. But hey, it's harder stuff to do. They are gonna do, I guess, because they did that recent CGI Woody Woodpecker movie. But they are gonna do a new 2D cartoon Woody Woodpecker shorts. Probably gonna be in the HBO Max. Which they released a couple on HBO Max already. They're pretty good.
Have you seen the new Looney Tunes that they put out?
Yeah, some of the episodes are pretty good. They had that female
Porky. Like the gross out shit in it.
Well, it doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, because
we were of the time where...
Yeah, I was like, because I watched a lot of Ren and Stimpy, which we have from Ren and Stimpy news, which I'll get to.
But that doesn't feel right for Looney Tunes, for me, anyways.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we had Bugs Bunny. It's not really gross out humor, but...
Yeah, none of that was gross out humor.
It doesn't really bother me, man. I don't know. It just doesn't. It's just, yeah, they're just trying to appeal to, I guess, different crowd or new age, but...
Yeah.
Apparently, the Chicken Little movie is 17 years old.
So that's, you know, fun. I really liked that movie, even if it wasn't that great.
It wasn't bad.
Jesus, I turned off my thing. What the fuck?
Nick does not know the silence phones.
I don't.
Boondocks also, 17 years old. I don't know if we're ever going to get season 4.
But, yeah, me neither, especially since Granddad passed away.
Yeah, I mean, they could, I guess, get his son to do an impression, because his son apparently does a pretty good impression of his father. But or you just replace the voice actor, but that'd be kind of, you know, they do it all the time. They did it with Aku and Samurai Jack.
Yeah,
but I know people, have mixed feelings about it. Yeah. I'm telling you, they do that all the time. They won't ever do it for Futurama.
But also, they're only... Only good seasons were 1 and 2.
You're a fucking liar, you piece of shit.
I don't like season 3.
What don't you like about season 3? There's some bangers in season 3.
It's not the same, though. It's like laughing at them, not with them kind of situation where the first one is...
I don't remember that. I remember in season 3 having some good parts. But
okay.
Like the dodgeball episode was pretty good.
That was season. What about whenever they were slaves again?
That was fucking hilarious. To me, it was like, how'd they get themselves in this shit?
This is just the Annabella movie.
Is that really what is it?
You didn't know that's what that was?
Is that really what Annabella's about?
That's
fucking hilarious.
She's suddenly a slave, but she lives in modern times.
That's what that TV series is about on Hulu, on FX. That's kind of funny. There's a horror.
It is.
Like, Wolf Rain apparently is also on Blu-ray. I didn't know that. We talked about Wolf Rain.
It sounds familiar.
The people that turn into wolves, and it was on Adult Swim, and it's super very adult and bloody. There's a lot of like sex things going on, but they literally are humans that can turn into wolves.
I'm gonna look this up real quick.
Wolves Rain. As he looked that up, what other news I got? As I'm scrolling. Oh, I've been watching. What's that show?
Oh, Rain. Like actual Rain.
Yes. Yeah. I've been watching. Yuta Yusuri by Loom, the creator of Inuyasha, because it's super colorful and I love read a lot of manga. I forgot I've been watching that. But what else? Did you watch the first season of YOLO Crystal Warriors, whatever it was called? It was that super Australian show. You did not watch it?
I don't YOLO what?
It was like, I can show you.
Oh, the show on Adult Swim.
Yeah, did you watch it?
I did not. I've seen it like an episode or two.
I think Chris O'Neill from Only Plays is like part creator of that show and does voiceovers.
Yeah, I mean, he does voice work.
But they did the season two. It's called the YOLO Civil Destiny. I think it's on Adult Swim already. It's coming out, so I was like, but I haven't seen it, but people tell me it's funny. It's
very Australian.
Yes, that was also my other thing. It's an Aussie show.
It's like
technically Smiley and Friends is an Aussie show. That other guy,
well, one guy, yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah, it's like, so like they get the credit. It's a weird thing. They have somewhere like in Canada.
I mean, hey, if it helps get more of them made, I'm fine with it being part Australian. I don't have a problem with Australians, so.
Is one of your friends Australian?
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
I haven't talked to him in a bit, though. I should probably do that.
Why, is he a prick?
No. It's just that he keeps taking my players away from my fucking games.
That sounds like a prick. It's like, I'm just someone who... I read the peak of the mic. Did you ever watch City Hunter, the anime? No?
No. What is that one about?
How do I explain City Hunter? He's a detective.
I also don't watch Wolves Rain.
Oh, okay. Well, Wolverines is, it's definitely a weird show. Maybe you should watch that instead of fucking Chainsaw Man.
No.
Nope. All right. You like weird shit, though.
I do.
But it's also very melodramatic, so maybe not.
There's a Jackie Chan movie.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. But yeah, he's basically just like a police detective in the city, and it's very fun and common to go. But they're making they've made a couple of movies recently, but anime, because it's based on anime and manga. There's an image I had where he has like this massive trench coat and he pulls out like a machine gun.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a good time. But apparently they're going to make another, or they're teasing another movie called The Final Chapter. It's supposed to come out this year. So I look forward to it because I like City Hunter, the anime and manga. Did you watch Craig of the Creek?
I did not, but I know it came to an end.
So that was part of our news. It will end 5 seasons and a movie. Probably a TV movie. But I didn't really like that show, but I know of it. The episodes I've seen was just not for me. I'm trying to see what else I got. Did you watch Lucky Star? No? Anime?
No.
Well, the main character, Kontina, hopefully I'm saying the name right, is getting her own spinoff. It's been 15 years and they didn't even with Lucky Star. So I will watch that because I watched the Haruka Sume.
Is that the one where they, somebody... principal of the school fucking judo flips a deer?
That is I know what you're talking about. No, that's a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Nito-chan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I have that on Blu-ray. Subbed and dubbed. So we could watch that.
Just the insanity of it.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's fucking like one of my favorite animes. Well, can I say that? It's definitely up there. I really like it. I'm saying, so much so obviously I bought the Blu-ray. But Lucky Star is getting a spin-off. It comes up pretty soon. It's been 15 years since that happened. No shocker, I liked it, but Thundercats Roar is over its end.
Yeah,
they canceled it after 2 years.
I mean, it did better than I thought it would.
Yes. It's like, but yeah, Teen Titans Go is still going. Clarence has been removed from HBO Max in the USA. You can watch it like... You remember the show Clarence?
Right.
It's no longer on HBO Max in the US. You can watch it in Mexico, but not in the US. I was like, get your NordVPN...
That and every other fucking show.
Yep, there's a lot. Get your NordVPNs ready. 16 years ago, Reanimated premiered on the Cartoon Network. Remember that show? About the kid that had the talking cartoons? And yes, that was a show. That was that weird area of Cartoon Network.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What else do I got?
As soon as Discovery gets rolled into HBO Max, I'm canceling that shit.
I'm just... Dude, they're like... We're going to get some shit, because they're canceling, like, half the shows.
Yeah.
And I'm like... It just disappears. And I'm like, what the fuck? It's weird. Like, the climate thing we just talked about.
Like, I'm going to drop that bitch faster than an unwanted child.
That's a very dark joke. That's Nick for you listeners. I bumped the table. Oops. The Patrick Star Show apparently is number one show for kids on cable for the age groups of 2 to 11 and 6 to 11. Surprisingly beat out Batwheels.
Huh.
Yeah. Shocker, right? People love Patrick Starr, I guess.
The fact that they can still make money off of SpongeBob is crazy to me.
Yeah, that's their show, man.
That's like their only show.
I like Loud House, but I do like Loud House. That's like, yeah. Nickelodeon's weird, man. Let's just say that. You heard about the Animaniacs season 3 leak, and that's supposed to be the final season?
I believe I remember reading something about
that. Apparently they tweeted a preview and it said final season, but that was a leak, and then like, yeah, season 3 is going to be the final season for Animaniacs. Which apparently Freakazoid also crossed over in Teen Titans Go, I didn't realize. Yeah, so I was like,
I haven't seen it, so.
Yep, there's a lot of shit that Teen Titans Go does. I'm like, it just becomes the meme show at this point.
And you know,
they keep, same thing like SpongeBob, they keep fucking making it.
I watched somebody review the new Animaniacs episodes.
I heard it's good. I also heard it is gross out humor in that too.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard it's good.
But also I heard like the characterization of the characters is completely flawed. Like it's, they're not,
wasn't like flawed to begin with. Like,
I mean, it is like they're trying to fix some stuff. Like, you know, the guy's going, "Hello, nurse."
Oh, that's what you're talking about. It kind of takes the fun out of that.
But then at the same time, they're making Dot.
Yeah, exactly.
Just as bad as the boys.
Yeah, but that's how it's always been with Dot. She's always been that way in the original.
She's just mean now.
No.
You know.
Now she's just mean.
Just mean.
She was like very sexual, and then the first one I remember, like toward the opposite sex.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'd have to watch it. Were you a fan of Gargoyles?
Yes.
Okay. There's a comic book now for Dynamite, which I heard is actually pretty good.
Dynamite usually is pretty good. I mean, their Power Rangers was pretty
good. Yeah, right? Too. It's kind of weird that I think Powell, it was either IDW or Powell that did the Power Rangers comic. Maybe they did both.
It was Dynamite, too.
I have to look that up real quick. Because, like, I know, like, well, I guess I can look it up.
IDW does Ninja Turtles, doesn't it?
Yeah, and they did a crossover with the Power Rangers, right? Like, I think IDW also did, well, like, Boom Studios, so I think did the Power Rangers comics, unless, like, they merged with Dynamite. But I'd have to look that up, I guess, off the podcast. But, yes, I don't know how Disney gave the okay, but yeah, because it says Disney's Gargoyles, and it's a Dynamite comic. Brandy's doing pretty good, though, right now. So if you're craving that more, they brought the, we're getting more comic news because this is what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
The Beyonder, he was an old school villain, but obviously Secret Wars. They're doing that storyline with the Avengers again, which I'm kind of curious because I always thought he was like he's the villain of Secret Wars.
Yeah.
So I was like, and they never really did too much with him, but now they're doing more with him.
Oh, so it's a guy again?
Yeah.
Like it's not the aliens?
It's the guy. Yeah, I can show you because he was in Secret Wars too.
So it's like a combination of the two.
Yeah. So I'm like kind of curious.
So it's like the alien Beyonders for his outfit, and then the Beyonder as a person. Okay.
So I'm kind of curious what they're gonna do with that, because I always thought that was in their premise of the Beyonder.
No, I haven't been, have not been following comic books for a while now.
Oh, well, I've just read that. I just like every now and then when I probably won't eat it for a while just to save money, unless I get like another big paying job.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a couple, like I was reading Ghost Rider and Gargoyles seemed interesting, but I'm not gonna read it. Only the last thing I read was a. Afro Samurai. I'm going to be going back to reading more mangas. Like, I've talked about it on before, but I'm reading Kirby Manga Mania.
Right.
And some other ones. So I was like, and I'll talk about them once I get the newest issue or finish them, if anything comes to mind. But, you know what's coming to 4K Ultra HD and DreamWorks? DreamWorks doesn't have a streaming service, huh? But they're announced it's also on Blu-ray. They're re-releasing or remastering The Prince of Egypt.
Huh.
Yeah, did you ever see that?
Yes.
It was like, it's coming out March 14th, 2023.
Those movies were pretty good.
That was a pretty good movie. Despite what people say.
That El Dorado, I don't know.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Everyone thirsts for that girl in El Dorado.
Did you like Sinbad movie?
I saw it. It was okay.
Yeah. That's the weaker of those. I could tell, you know, they had that scene where she's clearly blowing the other guy.
Yeah, I remember that scene. It was very implied. It's like, what the fuck's going on here? Yeah. So I was like,
getting up.
Yeah, like, exactly right.
Waist
tight. Yeah. All their hair's messed up and shit. Yeah, that was a. People thirst for that girl so hard. That's like, it's hard to watch that.
Made her curvy as fuck, of course.
I was like, apparently Nick thirsts for her.
That's like how the guy who designed like for Lilo and Stitch drew, like, you know.
Girls just can't be thick for being thick.
No, they're thick, but they're also naked. I don't know what naked. Like, there's, like, all these artists have naked versions of most of these characters.
You think so, Nick?
Yes, I think so.
Okay. Smiley and Friends apparently was the fifth most watched animated TV series in HBO US 2022. You'd be surprised what the first couple of ones were. Like for Netflix, Cuphead was number two. But who do you think
was... Yeah, I watched Cuphead.
Yeah. What do you think was number three?
Cocomelon?
Fuck, you were right. That's yeah. People love Cocomelon.
Or kids do.
Yeah. Kids definitely do. Well, they originally what cartoons were made for. The Simpsons is officially 33 years old. I was like...
They're older than me.
And me.
Yeah. Damn.
Did you hear about... We're getting close to the end of the news. On the 40-minute mark. The Solar Opposites creator. He's in talk to do a new Hulu animated adult series.
Another one.
It's called Standing By. We have no idea what it's going to be because they haven't released any concept images. But he's in talks to do another one. Yeah, those guys...
That guy's got a lot of hands and a lot of pots.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We're spinning a bunch of plates. Is that the phrase?
I think you had the first one.
Yeah, the first one's right. And the second one's technically how that phrase goes, too.
Yes.
Because he also...
Fingering a lot of pots, pinning a lot of ink.
Yeah.
You know.
He
dicking a lot of females down in Dallas.
Recently had the video game that came out with the talking gun.
That is right. Was that more Justin Rollins?
Justin Rollins. And then so was Trover Saves the Universe.
Yeah. Because, like, this news, it was... It was some
unless girl. It's Dan Harmon doing...
Yeah. Well, I think Justin Rollins was... But it was because she was, like, Daniela something. I mean, she might be one of the voice actors, but apparently she's also one of the writers.
Huh.
I think she might voice the little girl, but she's the one that's going to be doing it. But she'll probably have Dan Harmon and Justin Rollins help her out because they're all friends.
Right.
Much like Craig McGrath and Lauren Foss and Gendy all went to the same animation school in college, and there's always been that rumor that if they had a three-way with Lauren Foss, that's just a rumor.
I feel like you're the one perpetuating that rumor.
No, I'm just telling you what I've heard.
Every time you have the chance, you say it.
It's a rumor in Hollywood.
I've never heard that rumor until you said it.
Well, that's just one how I know. This is why I was a journalism major.
Uh-huh.
I really did not do my vocal warm-ups. I'm disappointed in myself. Sayonara, This the Boy Sensei, is finally on Blu-ray, which is a very good anime. Never got all dubbed, though.
I don't know what that is.
Goodbye, Mr. Despair. You like it. It's all about the power of negative thinking. Mm. And the girl that like falls in, or they kind of fall in love together.
Was that Welcome into the NHK?
No. That is also a really good one. The anime is kind of weird, but it's also that's also really good.
That's some weird, twisted logic in that show.
So, okay, we're getting back to... Yeah, no shit.
Gets so happy making that girl game.
Yep. That is it is a weird show, too. It's hard to watch that as an adult. It's like... But
I think I watched it at just the right time. I was like 16.
I get that too. Some of these shows I'm going back to. Like, I'm watching Totoro again. I was like, the show's super hard to get through as an adult because it's super cringe. But I remember when I watched it as like a child, I was like, yeah, fuck the world. You know, I love this show. But now I'm like, eesh, this show. And people love that show, which is on Netflix and Prime and probably Crunchyroll and every other platform.
I remember watching Bleach. Back
oh
before,
boy, here we go.
Back, yeah. I'm like 100 episodes ahead in sub, fan subs on YouTube. You don't do that kind of shit anymore.
Yeah, they did that when Super first came out, DVD Super, because we were taking that. Yeah, I do remember those days.
Fuck.
Yeah, right? Sorry, we got back. I'm sorry if you...
we're getting nostalgic over here.
No, I'm not sorry about that, but yeah. I was like, what I'm sorry about is fucking HBO Max. Because we got more... More shows that are leaving. The 1967 animated Aquaman. Justice League. Justice League Unlimited. Batman, The Brave and the Bold. Those are some really big shows that are leaving HBO Max.
Wait, so they're keeping Batman the Animated Series, but they're not going to keep the Justice League? That's the continuation of that Batman?
Right. That is fucking weird. I know Velma's supposed to be coming out on January 12th.
I could give a shit.
Yeah, I was like...
I'll like watch an episode, see if I like it or not. I'll give... An honest review.
Yeah, so... Yeah, you can review it on this podcast.
That's
the idea.
That's the idea, isn't it, Dorian?
Unless you make your YouTube channel, and my name's fucking Soul!
Oxing yourself earlier, saying where you live.
Well, they don't know where my fucking address or my phone number. They just know the city. So they gotta question everyone that's Soul and sounds like me. Are you... Are you the famous podcaster so YouTube channel?
Famous.
But yeah, fuck you. I was like, yeah. I have a YouTube channel too, but that's, Nick does not, because I was like, unless you do your reviews there, but you just do your reviews on this podcast. Did you watch Sales at Work?
Yes.
Did you hear about Sales at Work, baby?
No.
I didn't eat it until I found out about it. So apparently there's a new spinoff. I don't know if they're in
so
a baby.
So it's the third.
Yes.
So it's the first one's about a normal person. Second one's about somebody dying of cancer. And then the third one's about a baby.
Apparently. But there's all of them like in chibi forms, too. So.
Okay.
Yep. It's people like Sales at Work, apparently. What else we got? Why are you doing it? It's fucking like really loud on mic.
It is?
Well, if I can hear it like that, I'm pretty sure it's going to pick up loud on mic.
I'm not peeking.
I'm sorry. I apologize to you listeners because, you know, my co-host is, he's that guy.
I probably have ADHD.
I'm pretty sure you do.
Or ADD, or one of them.
Did you watch Lupin the Third?
Yes.
Do you know about Cat Eyes? It's anime.
No.
Okay, we're doing a crossover about it, because I think you're by the same creator. Cat Eyes also appeared in City Hunter, which I don't think they're the same creator. Well, I could be wrong. Cat Eyes would be something else. But I'm doing a crossover with the anime Cat Eyes, which is about three female thieves, and Lupin the Third. So,
yeah, that seems to make sense.
Yep, people in Japan are probably happy. People in Japan. Who's the artist for, what's the horror manga you like?
Junji Ito?
Yeah. I didn't realize he's doing some of the artwork for the new Magic the Gathering cards. You know about that?
I did not. I gotta look this shit up.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. But that's part of the technical news, which I thought Nick would get a kick out. Oh, there's also some other news. I guess we do have a lot of news this week. I mean, this month. Because we haven't done it in a while. Doraemon is getting the third film in 2023. Which will probably not make it to America. Unfortunately. We did get the Dragon Quest CGI movie. Or do you know Akira Toriyama's Sandland? No?
Well, no.
The creator of DBZ, he has like another manga. It's getting adapted.
The Little Robot?
No, that's Gyro, whatever name.
Okay,
see. I was like, but he's done a bunch. He's done Dr. Slump. He's done like other stuff outside of Dragon Ball Z. But he's gonna adapt into an anime 2023. I don't know if it's not probably not gonna be successful as Dragon Ball Z. But so you hear about the giant Mazar Z, Gerizda in Saudi Arabia. Yeah, I can show you pictures of it, but they're because they built like a Japan one and
damn.
Yeah, so they're building one in Saudi Arabia. So apparently, like, yeah, they built one in Korea, a Gigantor. So like, if any chance to build a giant sided robot for attraction, they'll do it. Much like Universal Studios in Japan has a Spy X Family ride. I'm not making that shit up, because I know they did one.
It's very popular right now.
Yeah, I know they did one with a what was that anime they did? They did one for One Piece and DBZ. It was a ride at Universal Studios in Japan. Did you watch Orphan or read Orphan the anime? Which is called simply Orphan.
Orphan?
Orphan, yeah. As the main character, it has black hair and a red headband. He also made a video game. It's like a No?
No.
You know, to show you like how he looks or concept being.
I'm looking it up.
Okay, but it's getting a third season. So I was like, and it's been like, it's been a while since it got like,
yeah, I mean, I could see just from looking at it. Yeah. Like, is that from the early 2000s or the 90s?
It's from the early 90s.
Jesus.
But it's finally getting a third season. So I was like, I'm kind of excited about that. Which is also interesting. Did you read the manga Gals?
No? That's you.
I did read Gals, but this shucks. But the manga is finally coming to an end. It launched a sequel in 2019, and it's finally coming to an end. But, yeah. About Gals in Japan. Shocker. Alright. We only got a couple more news. We already talked about Velma. I'm just looking at my news. I think we only have like...
Did you like that the teaser for it was her making fun of neckbeards?
Oh, is that real? I didn't watch the teaser.
Teaser was.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I was like, we'll find out.
It's preemptively making fun of the guys who wouldn't like the show.
So,
for it not being Scooby-Doo.
They kind of did... I didn't know about that. They kind of poke fun about it in the Harley Quinn show, and I don't like the Harley Quinn show, but I watched all the seasons.
I my favorite character is King Shark and Clayface.
Clayface gets annoying at times.
He does.
I was like,
I think I just like the concept of Clayface.
Yes, more than the character. Yes, the concept of Clayface is always good.
Yeah.
People don't do enough with him, even in a serious role.
Yeah.
Like, he could technically, yeah, they touched a little bit on it in Batman Animated Series.
Like, he could be, like, the world's greatest fucking spy.
Yeah. But he's Clayface, you know, he advanced vanity. That is his weakness. That's how Batman defeats him, because it's like a vanity kills him. What else we got? This, sorry again, we got more sad HBO Max news. So they're also removing certain seasons of Looney Tunes.
I'm guessing they're getting rid of the racist episodes.
You guess what it is? I don't know how I feel about it.
Because I remember
because it's all like the early season. Like, they just mysteriously vanished.
I used to, when I was younger, at my dad's house, we'd used to buy the compilations of school.
My dad did the same thing.
Merry Melodies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
In them, they'd have a disclaimer at the beginning saying, hey, this stuff isn't correct.
Yeah.
This is what they did in the past, though.
Yeah, I kind of
still gonna show.
Yeah, just put a disclaimer. Same thing with like the Pooh stuff.
Yeah.
Or even the Michael Jackson episode. Now that we know.
Yeah.
Although even some people still don't have mixed feelings about that. That's a whole different topic. We're not really political on that. But yeah, they did that, and for some reason, season 4-6 of the Flintstones is gone.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know it's weird. What the fuck's going on at HBO Max?
It's like they're trying to cut everything royalties-wise, and they think they're going to get a lot of money from these royalties. Royalties don't pay out that much. It's stupid.
No, you're totally right. But it is weird. Astro Boy, the 1980s version, which is the colored version, is now on Blu-ray. That's cool. I like Astro Boy.
Yeah, I like that movie with Nicolas Cage.
That's not a bad movie, but I guess you're not wrong.
You're not Toby.
Yeah. You told me for a loop there.
I know.
I was like, fuck, that does exist. And I did like it when it came out. Yeah. I wanted the second one, but that wasn't going to happen. They killed that studio. Like, you know, they were going
to
They were going to do like a Battle of the Planets, like CGI movie and a couple other stuff. I think that studio is also tied to like 8 Crazy Nights somehow. Like, I think Rebel Taxi did a video on it, so I was like, But shout out to Rebel Taxi. Not that he listens to this podcast. He has his own animation podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Although he is also from Texas. I won't tell you where, but you can probably figure it out from his P.O. Box. If you ever want it. He has a P.O. Box where people can mail him stuff.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's not trying to hide it.
Yeah. So I was like,
people have seen him in person.
Yes. But it was a mystery.
People have seen you in person.
Well, yes. Yes, they have. Nick has seen me in person.
No, I'm talking about your panels at cons.
Oh, but I don't like it all audio recorded. And like, I don't like it. I use I'll talk about this off
podcast.
Okay. So the Ren and Stimpy news is, and apparently Billy West is going to return. He is going to return. I don't think the creator is going to have anything to do with it for reasons, which we won't get into. But they are doing it. This news is apparently Ren and Stimpy is going to reboot. So I like Ren and Stimpy. I'll watch it. Hopefully it's good. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really say too much. It's because there's been certain reboots.
I think it was just outside my window whenever I was
getting the cartoons up. And animation.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I don't know. We got to see what happens with it.
Check shirt to make sure
what years it came out, because it wasn't 90s, it was like the early days of Nickelodeon. And the last news we have, because we'll end on this hour minute mark, hey, just to take a no topic this month.
Yeah, they started in the 90s.
Yeah,
91.
You know, The Simpsons, that technically started in the 80s
technically, but yeah, they had good episodes still coming out.
You're right Simpsons. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I got to watch The Simpsons at arguably its best whenever I was a kid.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, they do some interesting stuff with the later seasons, but, you know, that's the common opinion. The last thing that I knew is...
Yeah, so, because the original Ren and Stimpy run was from 1991 to 1995, that I would have been a year old.
And then they did the adult
and
cuts.
And then the adult cut on MTV, which I definitely wouldn't have watched.
Oh, I did. I wasn't. I probably shouldn't have, but my dad let me. I was like,
yeah, they're
Weird Al does one of the introductions for it. I was like, where he was like, I would never let my daughter watch this, but he was like a fan of it, so yeah, crazy, right? The last
bit, he has a daughter?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, famous people can have daughters. I'm like, I never think of him as like
a father.
I feel like he's an entity, not a person.
What?
Yeah, he's just there.
What is wrong with you, Nick?
I don't know.
Last bit of news I have, and this is record breaking. In 2022, the anime industry is now worth $20 billion.
So 63. Weird Al is 63 years old.
Yeah, he's older. He's two tours too. But yeah, it's compared to the market value of the Japanese anime industry. Yeah, they had like a 13% year-on-year increase to like 2.7 trillion yen, which is like $26 billion in 2000. So the anime industry is making fucking bank.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why they would never make anime free, which is, I've gotten a discussion with that. Like, oh yeah, that would be cool because usually anime is the aftermath of mangas. But it's a fucking, yeah, they make bank. I was like, it's the highest it's ever been. But that's some crazy fucking numbers. But yeah, I guess that's it. As far as the news, you know, we've left a lot of stuff because we didn't record in December. And a lot of shit, news popped off in this new year. So I hope you guys everyone had a good 2023 year. Continue to keep listening to us. Donate if you like. Subscribe, all that good stuff. I haven't really done too much on my YouTube channel, but that's something separate. You know, hopefully we'll do more projects in the future. Ain't that right, Nick?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess we're going to end it off, you know, in 50 cent marks. So you guys take care.
Yep.
Yeah, so 61. So, Nick Show. Anyways, your podcast. Dwan the Peace. Yes, take care.
Bye.